Now, that's right. Deeper and deeper. Night-night, pet. Let yourself sink under for me. And just listen to my voice. Let it enter your mind. And hang out there. Helping you down. As you listen to me, focus on my voice to the point that everything else can fade away. You know, when you're staring at something, but you're thinking about something else, your eyes sort of slowly phase out the environment, leaving only the important bits, until you realize you're just staring blankly, because the important bits are inside your head, after all. And you realize that even if you tried to call up the details in front of you, or what had happened, you were a million miles away, in a deep, soothing place. And accordingly, all those things were irrelevant. You have that blank, vacant look that people can see in your eyes. Allow that to become the tone, not in the perception of your eyes, but of all your mental perceptions, so that everything's kind of flat and uninteresting, except for my voice. Which, after all, is sauntering into your mind, throwing its feet up on the bar and just owning the place for a little while. Which is fine. No point wasting time. Slide deeper for me. Good. Further down, into a place where your brain can be directed, where I can point you around the place and direct your attention to specific memories, thoughts, experiences, portions of yourself. Let a warm feeling start in your stomach, the fire of gradual listening relaxation, spreading, rising, settling, warm on and within your chest. Just on your breasts, nestling there. Feeling whether it's the cold air because you're topless, or the fabric because you're not. Something is pressing there, making pleasure flow through you. Something stimulating, unusually enhanced and more stimulating than normal. Night-night, pet. Slide deeper and deeper for me. And for you. My voice burrowing further into your mind, entering through well-worn passages, set aside to listen to me, set aside to integrate my thoughts, my inclinations, my requests, just what you wanted, and just what you're going to get. Night-night, pet. Slide deeper and deeper for me. Every word I say directing your attention to your chest and your perfect, pointed, perky nipples. Deep breathing makes your chest rise and fall, makes your breasts all the more emphatically present and teasing, focuses your awareness on them, even if you might have been able to focus on other things previously. Now, that sensual tie-in to your nervous system is active, sending pleasure signals to your mind, sending sparks right to the pleasure center of your brain. Without the habitual intervention of the lower pleasure centers, you are now free to focus only on the part of your body you're aware of, the only part you can fixate on. Your pointed, perky nipples, the breasts, but especially the nipples, making you whimper with desire, letting the need invade and inculcate your mind with pulse after pulse of wonderful, persistent, energetic need. Yes, needing it. Every little twitch, every breath, every movement, making the pointed nubs exposed to the cool air, twitch and harden further. Fabric silky, touching. Imagine it. Imagine how it'll be just to walk around with those sensitive nipples, that hardened point of pleasure, one and then another, connected to your mind, sending sparks. Every touch, no matter what it is, feels splendid. Normal insensitivity is gone. in the face of a sudden roaring fire of need. Starting like an itchy sensation, you know, that kind of must-touch feeling, followed by a more powerful drive, something rooted in your brainstem telling you, yes, yes, these are so important, so thoroughly right and vital. Now, anchor this moment, this feeling of the sheer importance focused on your nipples, on that needy sensation on your chest. This moment. This is something you need. And by need, I mean going too long without experiencing it would cause some very interesting side effects. You need to do this to damp down the arousal which might invade you, if you failed to do so. Prone to spark in you the experiences I will describe and recall. Prone to flood you with need. Now, our bodies are very capable of remembering sensation, especially yours right now, capable of evoking it from our memory. Even more than that, in this particularly suggestible state, your body is capable of replaying a sensation, as if it were playing it across the surface of your mind, rewinding and playing it again and again, envisioning what your breasts full of warm, needy lust, fuller and warmer even than they are now, would feel like with pointed, hardened nipples on the tips. Envisioning that isn't difficult. Surely they would spark arousal and need, drive and growth, sensitivity, weight, bounciness, and if they were larger than they are now, they'd be more in the way, more of a weight, heavier, more of an obstruction, something you had to deal with. And if all your pleasure was just focused to the narrow pinpricks of perfection that are your nipples, stimulating you, driving you, sparking you forward, then you would be forced to deal with them as well. But I note that an ability to deal with that routine would lead you to feel more and more aroused, needier. In fact, imagine your nipples hardening, perking up. That's a good term for the sudden diamond pointiness of those perfect pleasure centers. Perk up, pet. And that word sent little fiery spasms between your legs. But then, since your pleasure's focused in your chest, your mental energy just focuses there. Only there. Everywhere else can fade away. Your nipples point and perk up, pet. There's nothing you can do about it except feel that pleasure more often. And the more you listen to me right now, the more those breasts will start to feel bouncy, sensitive, heavy, so that the mere brushing of your clothing makes you twitch with need. And if there's no clothing in the way, the movement of cool air does it instead, rendering you turned on, desirous of pleasure and wonder and bliss. That being the case, as you slip deeper into this breast-centric frame of mind, give yourself over to my voice, so I can help craft a nice framework to reinforce this good, deep-down feeling you're experiencing. Little cowgirl pet, filled with the moving need, the desire that plunges down into your brain, that tells you what you need to do, and then rises to the surface, hovering in front of your unfocused vision, tempting you with images of the large-breasted, pointy-nippled, overly horny self you could become, and just what you'll become, if you don't listen. You see, when you come here, I toy with your perception of your breasts. I give you new ideas about how to please them, about the joys of your pointed nipples. But if you failed to come here, if you never found time to indulge your need for arousing stimuli tied to your perky nipples. Well, like any other unsatisfied urge, it would become a little stronger and a little stronger, like an itch you know you will scratch and which feels so good when you eventually relieve. Those perked-up, pointy-nippled, needy orbs are much more controlled and manageable when you are deep and listening. But if you go too long without listening, well, then it would be more difficult to restrain that urge to touch and give in to your perked nipples. The little matrix in your brain that surrounds how you perceive your gradually growing, controlling breasts would go unmaintained without my cooperative assistance. And since you want to indulge your breast-centric fantasies, since you want maintenance, you're going to keep them in control. Because failing to do so would put them outside your control and outside mine, leaving you caressing your chest, rubbing your nipples until orgasmic pleasure finds its way through you. Without me to assist in pulling them in line, and you to work hard on focusing your mind and enjoying them the way they are, your nipples would just spark at you all day, telling you to touch, insisting you rub, instructing you to stroke your hands across them, find your nipples, pinch, tweak, and come. Telling you to do what needs to be done to satisfy that burning need in your chest is just a function I fulfill. The need will be there even without me, but by giving you a satisfying, relaxed way to access the deep parts of your brain where the roots of the pleasure in your perked nipples are, I can more efficiently aid you in watering down the need. Because think about how sexy your breasts are. How wonderful your nipples, pointed, responsive, can be. That pliant heaviness, that bounce in your chest, and the feeling when you run your hand from the top of your breast to the base of your nipple just sticking out to caress your palm, to encourage you to stop and play with your little buttons. Merely touching them isn't enough to take care of them. It may relax the flame for a while, but as you move, you feel your nipples getting larger, feel your breasts more present and heavy, the edges of your vision seeing them even if you try to look straight ahead. Prominent. Important. When you're all perked up, pet, you might want to come back here. My voice can help. Help to describe the network of potential and thought that surrounds your controlling breasts. The only thing that's going to keep them in check would be to routinely pleasure your needy nipples and damp down the fires. Leaving them untouched, neglected, makes them more sensitive. And your control over them only increases when you have touched them enough to make you spasm and your eyes roll back, moan involuntarily, and let out everything you need. Your control over them, my control over you through them, something you want. And when your hands neglect your nipples, your breasts for longer and longer, you're going to start feeling a change. No longer just heavy and present, a sloshing in them, a milkiness, that same feeling that all good cowgirl pets cherish and feel, that kind of got milk feeling that just fulminates, that needs you to touch, needs you to milk. And with that desire to be milked comes a gradual loosening of conscious thought. Until eventually, if you want to remain functionally conscious and sensible, you'll need to do something about that pleasure. And I'm here to help. To supply enough that your nipples will cease their demanding titillation. Come back here and let me fill your head with the right words, the right thoughts, the right feelings, and that can be of assistance. And as those things fill your head, it'll feel better each time. I warn, of course, you only have to listen to this now and then to help you out. There are lots of things you can do on your own to make those advanced, overly aroused feelings in your breasts and particularly in your nipples fade away. But listening too often might send you a little too horny, a little too needy. The more you do listen, the more you'll feel pleasure. There's a real danger with trance, to feel too much pleasure. Then again, that's entirely desirable. And the more pleasured and relaxed you are, the more time you have to think about enhancing the network of little sensors of pleasure that run under your breasts, under your nipples, up to your mind. If I start to suggest you feel intense pleasure in your chest right now, the relaxed state you're in might allow a kind of euphoric drive to your brain, making you absolutely throbbing with need, just like you would be if you were incredibly horny, but this time coming from my request, rather than from within. And just like a guest, you're going to treat my request better than you would something that came from inside. You're going to show it your best hospitality, letting that need, that increased need, feel right and good and correct, euphoric and absolute and wonderful. Your entire body so comfortable that touching intently will have to wait until you rise. But the needy warmth in your breasts is not waiting. It becomes something that never quite vanishes, a fire never quite banked down. Your enthusiastic fulfillment of my request. Well, half request, half order. Well, mostly order. But that's okay, because it lends order and structure to your mind, and makes your chest that much more tingly, pleasurable. A seat of sexual pleasure equivalent to any other, so that your nipples, when caressed, evoke in your mind that feeling of gradual sparking lust, ascending always, so that just by stimulating your perked-up nipples, pet, you could feel the milk within slosh, the warm movement, the sense of heavy need. It's all there, and it intensifies each and every time, and it makes you sink a little further. The more you feel the inherent rightness of stimulating your aroused, perky nipples, the more you'll want to come back, listen, allow them to take over, until simply listening to this file becomes a good way to discharge all the built-up arousal percolating within your perky breasts, and the needy warmth inside them becomes something that never quite vanishes, always keeping you excited and enthusiastic about your day, confident in the beauty of your perfect breasts, tapping into the sensation of massaging your breasts. You've done it before, run your fingers over your chest, felt your warm mounds, envisioned milk sloshing within, ready to flow out, ready to move over your fingers as you slide them down your nipples and pinch, moving you to pleasure. Move forward, pet, feeling that weight in the front of your body, that warmth in your chest, that milkiness controlling and overriding. Everything about it is good. Everything about the tingling arousal originating in your nipple fuels your pleasure, nudges you forward. Your nipples feel so good. They make you want to be stirring, needy, wreathing, desiring. Everything feels so good that you slide into it, pursuing a way to expose your mind more completely. You need to let it fill your head, let it fill your body with milky-oriented goodness. And that's what you want. But that makes you want to obey as well, to submit as you listen, to think of anyone who might manipulate your pointed, aroused nipples as a figure to submit to. Start to think of them as a person controlling and manipulating your needy, pointed breasts, and thereby you. You serve your chest, those pointed pinpricks of needy, flashing sensitivity which can spark continuous, tingling, spasming, orgasmic pleasure in your mind. And they obey those who manipulate them. That's how it goes. Listening makes you feel more and more geared and oriented toward that pleasure in your chest, more and more controlled by it, every little flourish, every movement of the air that strikes your breasts, sends shuddering, gasping, deepness cascading through your brain, leaving nothing but a white-hot impression of need, leaving nothing but control and the feeling of pleasurably being controlled, a desire to submit, sparked by the manipulation of your nipples. Imagine someone reaching out a hand, taking hold, placing it on your chest, moving in one simple stroke that carries their palm across your pointed, aroused nips. You'd surely be kneeling and whimpering, begging for them to control you, begging any voice, any presence, any control to climb inside your head, tell you what to do, tell you just what you need, what you desire, and what you will continue to desire, and what will become stronger as they swell with need. Go ahead and try it when you're done. Try to go without touching for, say, a week. Try to leave it for 2 days, even, and notice how big your breasts are. I doubt you'll make it past even a few days without them becoming so unbearably aroused and needy, so controlling, so reinforced and absolute. Envision it now, pet. That milkiness, that warmth, that tying of your every pleasure center to your breasts, and, with the merest touch, driving pleasure through your body, making you want to come, making you want to kneel, and milk yourself wantonly, brazenly, begging for it. Make you want dominant presence in your head, someone to submit to. A voice at this moment is an addictive thing, a controlling influence, but only in the best of ways, helping you to be honest and confident in your manipulation of your own chest, in your submission to your own pleasure centers. It slips into you, surely as my words do, an influence filling you with milkiness, filling you with need, with perked-up nipples. In fact, whenever you hear those words said by me, or by someone you're submitting to, in any commanding voice, perk up, perked up, your nipples will instantly harden, because you've come to so powerfully associate arousal in your nipples with this state of deep relaxation. Words said here can remind you of this fantastic state, and they will harden when you're told to perk up, harden so the merest touch to them makes you shudder, makes your knees weak, makes your mind blank. The merest touch to your nipples when they are perked up will make you so hot, and until you come, they won't stop being pointed, they won't cease being perked up and in control of you. I mentioned your breasts would feel more large, swollen, and pleasurable, your nipples more pointed, the longer goes by. But I didn't say how to reduce that effect. Well, these words, that or a dominant influence milking you, your choice. You can come back and listen, or else you'll find yourself entirely ruled by your breasts, or you could find someone you trust to milk them dry, or squeeze and pinch them yourself. Your choice, but if you enjoy what we're doing here, you may come back to this file and your breasts. Of course, listen to it too often and they may become unmanageable in their own right. The things we go through for pleasure. Speaking of pleasure, milking time. Got milk, pet? Deeply sliding into your brain now. Inescapable. A deeper reinforcement. The more you slide into it, the more you enjoy it. And since you want to explore your enjoyment of your own sensitive nipples, the breasts that you rapidly are beginning to orbit around mentally, well, you need to. If you want it, then you need to explore it, to love it, to embrace the sensitivity and pleasure in your nipples. You need to let it take all of you, engulf you in pleasure, pleasure fueled entirely by your chest's consistent manipulation and stimulation. Entirely a driving need. Starts in your chest, slides up, influences your mind, and moves you forward. Yes, that's the other thing. The other idea. Confidence and comfort in your breasts. Moving forward. That long, stretching move sound. Let that be a signal to your mind that it's time for sloshing milk to be moving around in there, stimulating you as you walk, so that with every step you can feel yourself craving it. And you know that when your obligations for the day are gone, you can surrender entirely to a cowgirl self we've constructed, to the wonderful pleasure of your breasts and particularly your nipples, where the flow might begin. Feel it deeper inside you, deeper in your mind, deeper in your body, deeper in those mounds of malleable, beautiful flesh that control you presently, that tell you what to do, that inform your very being. 'Cause the longer you go without manipulating or stimulating or satisfying those breasts, whether through listening here, working with a partner, or manipulating them yourself, the longer you go, the longer this goes on, the more powerful they become, the more influential, the more they control your perception, the more everything about you is part of the need, part of the craving, part of the fuel for more enhancement of the best kind. Because those breasts are not just some passive thing. They are part of your mind's deep-seated desire for pleasure, for bliss, for being driven forward, for being driven to crave and need stimulation of your sensitive nipples. And as you crave it and need it more, you'll bring yourself back here. You'll fuel your own submission to your hugely warm, bouncing, bounding, distracting, oh, they will be so distracting, nipples. And as they seem to grow larger when they perk up, pet, larger from their normal size with larger areolae, into something truly, sensitive and huge. They also seem to grow incrementally, every time you fixate your attentions on them, undeniably larger and larger in your hand when you palm them. The nipples will become sensitive day by day, until eventually you'll have something you can barely put a bra or a shirt over, without coming from the pleasure and the shaking when you try to get your nipples under control. And any stimulation is enough to make you drool, blank and blissful. Envision how alluring that image of yourself is to you. But it's not just that. It's the presence, as if they manipulate your whole world, weighing on it, drawing your attention down like gravity, causing your nipples, even at a distance, to influence your mind. Every enhanced, warm, sliding sense of your enhanced tits, as you move your hand over them, is enough to make them more solid and more influential in your brain, to make them hypnotically blissful in their own right, to make them feel like you've got milk, pet, sloshing in them, good, ample, controlling. The pleasure of them is warm and arousing, and ever-present, swaying side to side when you move, filling your perception with an awareness of your own breasts, filling your head up with lust, with the desire to stimulate them until you're satisfied. The breasts are just controlling you, fueling you onward, providing you with encouragement, confidence, peace, and ease when you move with them. They are natural. They are part of you. They are essential. When you let them move you, let them be pulling you forward as you move forward. Pointed nipples. Perking up, pet. Those words make you pointy and aroused, and your erectly pointed nipples are needy down to the very depths of you, to the core of your being, shot through with lust and pleasure. And as that lust becomes a powerful, independent thing, it takes up an almost physical presence. It takes up residence in those breasts, fueling the pleasure upon them, the control that comes from them, moving you forward through your days, with the promise of rewarding, pleasurable nipple manipulation at the end of it. And as the growth of your breasts throughout your waking time becomes a fact of your day-to-day life, you'll have to find ways to do anything other than listen to these words or manipulate them. You'll have to put it off, because you know you have to get everything out of the way so you can focus maximum attention and pleasure on your breasts. Anything other than pleasuring them may take focus, but you know at the end you'll be able to just indulge and let go. Set aside the weary world outside, rub your nipples. And so when you say to yourself, or hear from someone else, "Move forward, pet," it's a reminder of all the duties and requirements of the outside world, which once you meet them, will allow you to come here, to a place inside, where you can listen and indulge those constantly present, sparkingly aroused breasts, making them a definite part of your perception at all times. The longer you go without stimulating, the bigger and more powerful their controlling influence, the more bouncy, sensitive, and erect they'll become. But you've got to resist as long as you can, so you can go through the days and get everything out of the way, and then just give in to that milky cowgirl influence, submitting to these words which you've welcomed inside your head, letting that perky need take over your breasts and your brain, letting you smile cheerfully to yourself, knowing everything's been taken care of, as you massage your overly sensitive breasts all the way to orgasm. And yes, it'll be possible to get there. Those nipples have been rewired with more pleasure. Touching them is just the same as any other kind of sexual caress which might drive you toward climactic release. And when you've gotten rid of everything else in your day, you can just give in to that and keep listening. The promise of a self-pleasure so satisfying, so reifying and fulfilling, is enough to make you focus on the tasks you must get out of the way, so you can indulge in the ones that are not mandatory, but are oh so necessary. You eventually become an extension of your breasts, owned and controlled by them, but for your own betterment. And every time you listen, that becomes more and more a fact of who you are. An unmistakable, irreplaceable, uncontrollable need deep in the core of you, built into you. Just one of the laws of the universe of you, and that's okay. You need your breasts to be warm, milky, controlling, all-consumingly sensitive, especially when I, or someone else in charge of you, says, "Perk up, pet," and your nipples suddenly get hot, or says, "Move forward," and you feel yourself sliding forward, as if off balance, your breasts resonating with milky goodness. All these things are part of you, shuddering through you. Sure, at first they feel like any other erogenous zone, but as you manipulate them, you feel that faintly ticklish feeling. Yep, that sure is a hand rubbing your breast, changing it to a kind of pleasurable fire, so every brush across you fans the flames, as if touching between your legs, except better because you know that these are influential, on the edge of your vision, and so pleasurable to touch, madly, needily touching, as if you were filling yourself with pleasure from the bottom up. Let that be the benchmark. Let that be what happens when the merest touch grazes across your breast, the merest brush of that pliant, glorious flesh, filling your mind with flesh, with bouncing, with views of your perky, milky nipples, with breasts that are your world, at least when you are actively stimulating them. The gravity of your world slides your attention and your viewpoint toward your breasts, fueling you, driving you, consuming you. They need to be pleased. That is the most important drive above all other things. As long as you're in a place where that is what needs to be done, then it will be so. With bouncing, with milk, with perkiness, with breasts that control. Sometimes other things need to be done. But when you need it badly and need it deeply, you'll make time. Hear my voice and the intent, driving desire. I want you to give in, submit, go deep, slide under and let your breasts become an extension of my will and the work we've done together, working itself upon your body. Let that be your reality for a time, and as it becomes the only reality of any importance, everything else fades away, replaced by you, an image in your mind, you looking down upon yourself, seeing your blankly smiling eyes closed, perhaps drooling, perhaps sweated, deeply breathing, incarnation of yourself, with chest swelling, moving to the side, as your breasts are supposed to, lying on your back, the pointiness of your nipples unmistakable. An unclothed vision of yourself. You know what that looks like, as you view it in your mind's eye. With that warmth there on your chest, what are those beautiful things just sitting out there, calling out to be touched, to be pleasured, manipulated, rolled in circles, beautiful nipples making your eyes roll back, becoming the center of your being, the core of your world, the need to explore the pleasure your breasts can give you with deft, warm fingers is overwhelming. And that's okay. Let yourself be overwhelmed in a deep place where resistance is a distant dream. And anything other than the constant pleasure of your needy breasts is vague and uncertain, but your breasts are certain, your nipples in their control. Even when they're clothed, and you're out somewhere you need to be in control, the desire to touch them is still there. It's still powerful. It just manifests itself the second you're able to touch them, the second you want to touch somewhere you can, the second you need to. When you fall under and into this deep place, looking for an opportunity to bring greater pleasure to those pointed nips that have become the tips of the orbs that are everything, your breasts weighted and moving you forward, perking up, pet, slipping into desire, practically possessed and controlled by your own chest, your inability to do anything but touch, and your need to avoid coming here when able, even though you know you want to. So you proceed through your day and try to resist giving in to your horny, needy breasts. But when you listen to this, you're serving their interests, making them more powerful. And you want to pleasure and please your own body, your pointed nipples, your weighted breasts, the milky desire inherent therein. But you know you must resist for two reasons. Firstly, it wouldn't do to come so deep, so often. I have spun a story for your waiting mind of submissive, sensitive breasts that control you when someone manipulates your nipples, when you're told to perk up, pet, and move forward with your day. And they are a driving motivator behind it all, controlling you, pressing you onward, because getting the things you need to get out of the way gone enables you to spend more time touching and manipulating your perked, waiting nipples, meditating on cowgirl fantasies, on indulgence and obedience to your own breasts. Let them be a symbol for every positive move you might make to get rid of other obstructions, so you can come here, trance out, enjoy your chest, be the best you're able to be, simply by letting the sensual pleasure that radiates from your nipples motivate and encourage. When you lay down, you feel your breasts flow back into your body as they naturally would, but the nipples are still there, perked and pointed with large areolae, pinchable, tweakable, rubbable, strokeable, controlling. And that control is always there. And every time you go deep, every time you sink down, it may get a little stronger. But it's controlling you throughout every day, just in a way you would wish to be controlled. Progress, confidence in your beautiful breasts, comfort in your world. All of these things are embodied in your powerful nipples, which control and guide, becoming a metaphor and emblem for all of the hypnotic training you've undergone, all of the pleasures you indulge in. And when you're told to move forward with your day, milky and dripping and horny, you will do so. When you're told to perk up, you'll feel energy flowing into you, even as you feel your nipples point. And that's just how it'll be. All the training and experience you have in going deep like this, in listening to the urges of your own horny, sensitive breasts, all that training comes to a point. Comes to an emphasis here, us working together to make you more completely possessed, controlled, guided, and encouraged by your own pointed, perky, nippled breasts, constantly weighty, constantly within your awareness, constantly encouraging you to make time to make them stronger, to make your urge and the focus of your libido and desire and lust and sensitivity all the more powerful. A handy single point to fixate your need on. And you do need, and you will. Now perk up, pet, and move forward into the world of the waking, so you may return again soon.